Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike, Pete, across the way, Bogus with your updates, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Your
attention hotline fans.
Get into a little BCS, Gronk and the Vince Lombardi Trophy, some new celebrations at Yankee Stadium, new school, not old school, in the Bronx following a victory last night over Boston. We'll get into that, too. Jared Greenberg will join us top in the third and final hour, Taz. But we kick off this hour with the great unveiling last night. I mean, 8 o'clock last night. Where were you? I mean, where were you across the country, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, as the National Football League, Taz, unveiled the schedule for the 2019 season?
Yeah, you know.
Do you remember where you were?
Yeah, I was home trying to clean out my sinuses. That's what I was doing. Yeah. No, but I don't know. For me, as a Bills fan, I don't get too excited about this, but yet there are some things that jump out with the schedule for 2019 for the NFL. I know we're going to get into that, which I think is better talking points than my Bills. Let's just put it that way.
No, I get that, and I'm kind of being sarcastic in the way that I said it. Listen, I think it's, and I get you have to market yourself, and I get the National Football League. They do a great job of creating events every single month, even during the off season of the calendar year, Taz, to keep their name in the conversation, to keep the NFL, and whether it be owners' meetings, whether it be the free agency unveiling of the schedule, whether it be the start of OTAs, whether it be the NFL draft, and the undrafted free agent signing period, and then the workup, and really the only time that's kind of quiet is the ramp up to training camp, right? Yeah. I mean, there's about a 4 or 5 week period before training camps get going in late July. I mean, the build up yesterday, and we all love the NFL. Taz, it's a little much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little much to where, who's going to be the first Monday Night Football game? When's this team playing that? Oh, my God, the Giants are going to be on this time. Or the Redskins are playing this. Or, oh, my God, we're going to get Odell Beckham Jr. against the Jets, the second Monday Night Football game. They were the first Monday Night Football game. It's the 100th year anniversary. We're going to get Bears. I mean, it's a little much. I mean, we're looking at months away here to where this doesn't. And then odds obviously are laid out there. You have no idea who a team is going to draft, right? I mean, how exactly you look at Arizona's first game, you don't have no idea who the hell their starting quarterback's going to be. Josh Rosen, for all intents and purposes, could be starting in, Washington. He could be starting in Arizona.
Right.
He could be traded. He could be the backup quarterback in New England.
Nobody
could
knows.
Be the backup quarterback in New York with the Giants. You don't know. He could still be the starter in Arizona. So I get the buildup to it. It's a little much, though, to where you're sitting there watching the schedule get unveiled at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night in April.
You're right.
And there's playoff games going on.
I agree. Right. In two different pro sports.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Right. Well, this is the NFL. They are great at branding, and this is over-branding at the end of the day because they're stretching. And football fans still clamor to it. We will talk about it. We support it as football fans, as guys who talk about football, people listening. They're into the schedule because you want to see who your team's playing, what the deal is. I'm not defending them. What I'm saying is they're stretching here a little bit because everything they do, and you laid it out perfectly, they make an event out of it. Like, it's a big deal. Not an event, but like a big moment.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's great branding, and it gets to the point where it's like, all right, well, it's too much. But it's also a thing where, they look at it like, well, football fans, they don't care about, real NFL fans don't care about the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the AAF being gone or being around. They don't care what the XFL might bring to the table. Real NFL football fans care about one thing, and that's their team. And they might be right about that. There's a lot of diehard, and a lot of people, so do I, just diehard football fans. They don't care about other sports. I know you know guys like that, so do I.
Right.
But this is them going a little too far with it. This is like, oh, here it is! Schedule out! Like, come on, stop.
Well, okay, right. And you know, oh, this is what I'm going to be doing, you know, on October such and such, or I'm going to be locked into this, or what does the Thursday night schedule look like? What does the Monday night schedule look like? Oh, what's the strongest? And I look at more as kind of like themes, right? I mean, you look at the teams that have like the toughest road to hoe, right? The most difficult schedule. Yeah. Right? The Philadelphia Eagles, you know, they're the only team in the NFL this year in 2019 that have to play three straight true road games. They have to go to Minnesota, Dallas, and up to Buffalo against the Bills in back-to-back-to-back weeks. Right. In three consecutive weeks, they're the only team on the schedule, and you're going to get kind of those outliers, Taz, and that's not really all that fair, but, I mean, you look at it, you look at that schedule. Yes, you look at certain dates. Oh, it's going to be Giants and Cowboys. Fantastic. Or, you know, you get it. I just have a hard time looking at it because so much can change.
Sure.
When you look at the schedule and say, all right, well, this is the you have no idea where the team's going to go in the draft. None.
Right.
Right? And those, especially when you're looking at top 10 picks, those guys are expected top 15 picks to step in and be immediate help for your team. But you have no idea where a particular team is going. That's right. Number one. Number two is, Taz, injuries. You have no idea in terms of, you can look at a sexy matchup now and say, I can't wait till this game in November. By the time November rolls around, both starting quarterbacks could be hurt. And you can be looking at the backup quarterbacks, and the games could be a bore.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. And no, you're right. And that's the thing. It's like, it, you know, look, the conferences aren't changing. So, you know, if you're an AFC East fan like me, meaning my team's in that, you know, you know, okay, who's going to be dominant? Okay, it's kind of a layup, like always. It's the Patriots. So you look at the Patriots, they're going to be playing in their conference against AFC East teams. They're always going to have the easiest schedule. So you look at their schedule, yeah, it's kind of easy. Things always line up perfect for the Pats. We know that. So it's like, what more did I learn as an AFC East, my teams in the AFC East? I learned nothing new here. No, I didn't really. I didn't see, as a Bills fan, I what did I learn? You know, what did you learn as a Redskin fan with this?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? Nothing.
No.
Pete, you're a Jet fan. What'd you learn about with the schedule being out?
Not a damn thing.
Mike, you're a Giant fan. Anything? Did you learn something?
That if you want to take a vacation somewhere, you have dates.
There you go. So there you go. Mikey B, always a little sarcastic hot take. That's his gimmick. Can't just fall in line. It's just different than everybody else.
No, and that's it. And listen, they're intriguing matchups, right? I like the fact that Green Bay and Chicago is the first game. It goes against what has been now the normal tradition for well over a decade of or about a decade now, of the defending Super Bowl champs hosting the first Thursday night game. But you're going to get Chicago and Green Bay, right? The oldest rivalry in the National Football League is going to be the first game to kick off the 100th season of the NFL. I like that.
That's cool. I like that, too. We talked about that at that time.
I like the fact that the first Sunday night game, the Patriots are going to host that. Who are they going to welcome in? A team that they historically have had a lot of success against. And it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers, as the Steelers are going to have, you know, Sunday night without Le'Veon Bell, who's now a Jet, without Antonio Brown, who's now a Raider. And we're going to just see exactly where that Steeler team is without those distractions, but without also that talent as they go into Foxborough to take on the Patriots. I think that's intriguing. We talked about it. Odell Beckham Jr. hinted upon it, remember, on Twitter about a week and a half ago, about look at what it is, or something about karma. I forget exactly what he said on his Twitter handle, but something of that nature. And everyone thought maybe the first Monday night game was going to be Jets entertaining Odell Beckham Jr. and the Cleveland Browns. That's not the first Monday night game. The first Monday night game, the second Monday night game, is going to be the Jets hosting the Cleveland Browns. And so on September 16th, the Browns are coming into MetLife Stadium, Odell Beckham Jr.'s old, you know, haunting grounds when he was a member of the Giants, his old home,
right,
as he takes on gangrene of the Jets in his new home, representing the Cleveland Browns. I think that's a good matchup.
And the Browns, they, you know, four primetime games.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. That's smart by the
That is smart.
TV executives and the NFL, right, because they're going to be must-see TV. I mean, just with Baker Mayfield, and you just said Beckham, and the stars, Juice Landry, the stars on that team. You know, and they're like, it's amazing. Just 2 years ago, they couldn't get a win, you know, with Hugh Jackson at the helm. But they how that thing's turned around then. We've talked about that a lot. But, yeah, they got four. So if you're a Browns fan, you're in good shape. They got four primetime games, man. That's a lot.
Well, that is. You're right. Saints-Rams, second weekend of the NFL season in Los Angeles as a rematch of the NFC Championship game. We know the blown pass interference goal, which will be intriguing. The Rams, who some of the names on their team and personnel have changed, New Orleans then goes into Los Angeles to take on the Rams week number two. I think that'll be a fascinating matchup. Chiefs-Chargers, Monday, November 18th, down in Mexico City. Remember this past year?
Yep.
It was supposed to be Chiefs and Rams down in Mexico City, but the field was untenable, unplayable. They put the game in Los Angeles, and remember how good of a night game that was in L.A. It was probably top three most entertaining regular season games in the NFL in 2018. Well, the Chiefs are going back to Mexico City. It's not going to be taken on the Los Angeles Rams this go-around. This time it's going to be taken on the other team from L.A. It's going to be the L.A. Chargers, but it's going to be down in Mexico City.
Right. Yeah, and I've mentioned that before. I don't know about you, Moose, but like I don't like when the games are out of the country. I know it might sound bad. I
we talked about it last time, but you understand why they do it.
I do. I get it. They're trying to grow the game even more. I mean, which is like, how much more does the NFL have to grow? But and there are fans who live in other countries, in the U.K., in Mexico, these great countries that are NFL fans and want to, and they have teams that they root for. You know, and they don't live in the United States, so I guess it's great for them to go out to the game and check it out. So, you know, I get that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, so
I'm a little old school.
Though, right, I get it. I mean, if you're going to look at some of the teams, with kind of easier schedules,
the Patriots. I mean,
Patriots, Jets, and Bills, are enjoying.
It's
never
easy for the Bills.
Stunningly easy schedules, and they're AFC East teams.
Well, that's... It's just never easy for us to. But I like being in. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know. I'm quasi joking.
Well, the Miami Dolphins. I mean, that's going to be a layup this year.
Yeah,
no?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I'm looking forward to it. Anytime we get a win, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, we get six wins. We'll see.
Oh, come on, stop.
Ah, dude, I don't know. We got to see if the quarterback gets 12 country mile, but he's throwing the ball at the sticks.
But you look at no Gronkowski. Right, for the Pats. But you look at the Patriots' schedule. Look at this, right? First 7 weeks of the season.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right,
I'm looking at it, as you say.
Pittsburgh at home. They own Pittsburgh. Historically speaking, they own Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger. Right. Then they go at Miami. Yeah. Now, sometimes they struggle down in Miami. Miami's with Fitzpatrick. A chunky Matt Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be terrible.
He'll be
thin
by then.
All right. Then they entertain the Jets. All
right,
Jets are going to be much better.
Then it's Buffalo. A trap. Then the next one's a trap game. Go ahead.
Right, at Buffalo.
Trap game.
A trap game. What, as they mentally prepare to take on the Redskins the following week? Come on, Taz. They're circling October 6th down in our nation's capital as a pivotal moment to their season.
It might be tough for them.
Then they entertain the
Bills
Giants at home.
Going to be all over them. You know that. So it might be tough. We might soften them up for you. For your Redskins.
It's amazing. Look at that schedule.
Their schedule's so easy, dude. Their toughest
Giants
game.
Giants at home.
Sorry.
At the Jets. Cleveland home. At Baltimore before their bye week, week 10. And not only that, dude, they get the perfect bye week. A week 10 bye week. You play 9 games. You get a week off. And then you finish out the year with 7 more to close out the regular season. That's every team's dream.
The Jets. The Patriots are playing. They're playing the Jets. And then, what is it, 3 weeks later, they're playing the Jets again.
Hello.
What? Like, think about
playing
that.
Playing the Jets.
Right, there's like, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah. They play the Jets on September 22nd, then they play a month later, 4 weeks later.
Oh, four
Then they
weeks.
Play the Jets right, again on weeks. October 21st.
Still, that's like, wow.
Well, right.
The Jets are obviously rebuild. I mean, you got a great
Here's the other thing. Why wouldn't you stick the Jets late in the year?
That's my point.
Because the Jets are going to get better as the season goes
along.
That's
my point.
Right. You have the Jets. You have them playing the Jets twice in the first 7 weeks of the regular season.
I mean, and look at how nice they prepped, how the Pats are prepped. Because what? Their toughest matchup, unless I'm missing something, is probably going to be the Chiefs. And that's December 8th. You know, let's say the Browns are as good as advertised that they're going to be.
Right.
They're playing the Browns on October 27th. All right, so let's say that's a tough game. I don't know. I mean, that's probably – Booms, tell me. What do you think their two toughest games are looking at the schedule? I say it's Browns, and I say it's Chiefs.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in agreement.
All right, so
– lockstep.
That's – I mean, they got have a very easy schedule.
Right, the Browns game is going to be tough if the Browns play the level that everyone's expecting them to play at.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing as well, too. I mean, and you and I are on that boat. We think Cleveland's going to be great. I'm rooting for Cleveland to be great. I think the fan base deserves Cleveland to be great. I think the offense has got all the earmarks of one of the top three offenses in the National Football League. There's no reason, unless egos get in the way, Taz, there's no reason to believe that Cleveland Browns offense
I agree.
Should be anything but stunning and spectacular to watch.
Take a look at the Chargers schedule. So the Chargers, I think they got coming out of the box the first month. Well, that's definitely the first 3 weeks. They got a kind of a tough schedule here. They're going on September 8th. Okay, they host the Colts.
Right.
Then they're going to Detroit, which Patricia could have them. You know, they're going to be a little better than the Lions.
Yeah.
Lions going to be a better team.
They will.
And then Texans, you know, are going to be legit. And they're playing Texans on the road.
Two of those three are at home, though.
I mean, at home. Yeah, they are at home.
Right.
So that's going to be – it's tougher than the Pats, what they're doing.
No, that is tougher. You're right. Indy home at Detroit and then Houston home. Got to remember last year. Remember first home game of the year, first week of the season. The Kansas City Chiefs went into Los Angeles, and that was the unveiling of Mahomes, right?
That's
I mean,
right.
Mahomes lit the Chargers
that.
Up.
He did.
I think he had four or five touchdown passes. Mm. I mean, he really lit them up. So, I mean, Taz, that's not an easy start. I mean, because your two home games, you could easily lose. The Texans and
point.
The Colts are two good teams.
And I'll do you one better, my man, okay? Go to the AFC South. Okay, look at the Texans. Texans, they're going to New Orleans right out of the box. So you go and play Breeze and the Saints. Right out of the box.
Right out of the box.
Okay, and then you got a Jacksonville team, which is you're probably going to handle them. You're playing them at home if you're the Texans. And then you go back on the road 2 weeks later after your opener, and you go into the Chargers. Okay, so that they got a and then the Panthers after that. So they got a, you know, that's a tougher. So if you compare that Texans deal to the New England Patriots, it's ridiculous how much tougher that is.
Yeah, so the schedules do get unveiled. They're out there for all public consumption. So now exactly what you're gonna know exactly what you're gonna see on Monday nights, Sunday nights, and Thursday nights in the fall. For the most part, Sunday night we know flex late in the season, but you have an idea in terms of where your team, how difficult of a schedule it's gonna be, and. You know, it's all open to interpretation. Some might view one schedule is a little bit more difficult than others, and there's a lot yet to be decided. Certainly injuries will play a factor, what teams decide to do in the NFL draft. A week from tonight gets going with the first round of the draft, Taz. So a lot is yet to be decided, but last night the big unveiling, it was kind of a who's who, where are you when the NFL unveiled their schedules.
Yeah, I know. They made a big deal out of nothing, let's be honest.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I feel bad for you.
I know you do.
You got to go to the doctor.
My wife is...
First thing, right out of here. You got to call the doctor.
She's hooking me up. She's going to make the appointment. I'm gonna go see her.
Yeah, you got to go see a doctor. It's time.
It's time.
It's been a week. You can barely breathe. You're blowing. It's time to go to the doctor.
But, you know, you watched me battle through this.
No, you did. You battled through it. You fought the good fight.
I did, man. But sometimes you got to wave the
white flag. Right, the post-nasal drip is one.
Right. Sometimes you got to wave the white flag.
No question about
it. Bro, it hurts. It hurts.
I understand. We'll get to a little bench cut start, NBA style. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz, Moose with you Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio. We'll get into our BCS. Joel Embiid, Giannis, Kyrie Irving, most pressure of three Eastern Conference stars in the NBA playoffs here momentarily. But Bogus is here.
Yeah.
What's going on, Andrew?
That's great. Good to see him.
Yeah.
Here's your report, best
you
friends.
Going,
I haven't eaten. I don't feel well. Like, I don't feel. I'm not hungry still, oddly.
Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. I'm not feeling well, so now you don't feel well.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'm copying you. Sympathy. Sympathy, cold.
Sympathy pains.
Mm.
You got to get tougher, bro. You really do.
I mean, I'm here.
I know, but you look like you're about to cry. I mean,
yeah, I really want to go to sleep.
Yeah, but you're a broadcaster.
I'm ready to go. Here's your report, sponsored
okay, no
by Progressive
problem.
Insurance.
Right, I'm Andrew Bogus.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. The Rockets and Jazz met in the second round last spring. Houston won game one, then lost number two. They won this year's first round opener and made no mistakes in game two this time around.
Rockets up 18, 49-31. Harden again up top. Got fouled. A three. Banked it in. He banked it in. Good Lord. Four-point opportunity on the way for James Harden as he got spilled by Cephalosha. Rockets back up 21. James Harden has 23.
Craig Ackerman on Rockets Radio. Harden scored 25 in the first half as Houston built a 70-44 halftime lead. They won 118-98 for a 2-0 lead. Harden finishing with 32 points, plus 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. The second half was the story for the Bucks. They won it 62-40 to take game two from the Pistons, 120-99. Giannis scored 16 after halftime after battling first half foul trouble.
I just try to have patience. And just at the end of the day, sometimes you gotta just have will. And I came in the second half. Eric told me, be aggressive, it's gonna come. And that's what I try to do.
He finished with 26 points. Chris Middleton had a 27. Their Bucks lead 2-0. And the Celtics 2-for-2 at home as well, sneaking past the Pacers 99-91. Boston scored the final 10 points of the game. Mikey B's Nets finally back in action tonight. Either they or the Sixers take a 2-1 lead in Brooklyn. Tip-off is just after 8 Eastern. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr admitted yesterday DeMarcus Cousins likely done for the postseason thanks to that torn left quad. The team hoping that Cousins could heal, though, faster than usual. Playoff hockey now. The Avalanche taking a 3-1 lead on top-seeded Calgary with a 3-2 OT win in Denver. The Bruins pulled even with the Leafs, taking their game 4 in Toronto 6-4, and the Stars knotted the Predators at 2 with a 5-1 home win. The Houston Astros, 10-game win streak, ending in Oakland 2-1. Wade Miley served up Matt Chapman's tie-breaking solo shot in the 7th, right after the Astros had gotten even.
I know it's early, but, that's just sort of the energy.
That's not Wade Miley. Shut up, Mike Zanino. The Yankees, meanwhile, down the Red Sox 5-3. That's a 2-game sweep. The Cubs, their second straight shutout in Miami. This one was 6-0. Cole Hamels went 7. And Braves closer, Aroldis Vizcaíno, whatever his first name is, he had season-ending shoulder surgery. Aroldis Vizcaíno.
Vizcaíno. Correct, right. That's it.
He had shoulder surgery yesterday.
It's a problem. Was it on his rotator
cuff? It was on his shoulder.
I know that, but was it like on his AC joint, his bicep tendon?
That's a good question. I can read right from their email if you want.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Well, let's stand
by. I'll stand here. I'll just stand
removing right scar tissue from the right shoulder joint and cleaned up labrum.
Okay, I had that. So that's a scope. That's all that is. That's nothing. You're ready to roll in a week.
He is out for the rest of the regular season, which is longer than a week.
Hold on a second. You just said they're pulling out college. Are they doing orthopedic surgery on him or microscopic surgery on him?
I don't know.
Well, if they're cleaning out and they're cleaning out his labrum, it's a scope.
Yeah, I think, no, but he is done for the year. Yeah,
but I'm just saying.
Who are you arguing with right now?
Their medical staff.
That's who
I'm arguing with. I mean, I'm just saying, unless they sent you the wrong email. I didn't know these teams actually email you directly.
Mm. No, they sent out a presser.
I was joking, Moose. Got it.
No problem. Dear Andrew.
No, just so anyone, anyone clears that. But yes, he's done for the year. That's why there were some ramblings. Maybe they'd be in on Kimbrel now, bringing him aboard. He's still out there in free agency.
If you're cleaning out the guy, you done, Andrew?
Yes. Thanks, Moose.
All right, let's take it away. Thank you. In the words of the Moose, are you done? Okay. Yeah. By the way, Moose, did you see and Andrew, you should take a look at this when you get a chance. The Carolina Panthers Twitter, the way they put out their schedule.
I did
you
not.
You got to take a look at this. Go check it out. It is. You want to talk about creativity, bro? You got to look at this. I know our social media team retweeted it from Taz and the Moose Twitter. It is, I've never seen a team do something so creative in putting out their schedule. It's like, you're going to love it, Moose, seriously. It's like a throwback type of, video game type
thing. Oh, nice.
How cool is this?
That's great.
And they did all this. It just keeps going on and on. You watch it. It's really, really cool. I don't care if you're a Panthers fan or not. Check it out. It's pretty awesome how creative and how much time they put into this thing. Really, really cool. Very innovative. It's nice to see, not just plain old, Jane. Just no offense to anyone named Jane, but you get my drift.
How long do you think they worked on that?
Dude, bro, this had to take them. This had to take a long time.
Like, how long?
I would say knowing a little bit about graphics and doing some video work and After Effects that they do with video work, I would say it definitely probably took them solid 2 days, 3 days, solid. Like, you probably have two, three people working on it.
Working on it, yeah. Oh, it's impressive.
I mean, it really
is.
It's
creative. It's a good job. It's like old school Sega games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's cool. It really keeps on going.
They might have thrown in a little Nintendo in there as well. It's a number of different looks.
My Bills would just put like a graphic up. All right, here we go. We get the Jets, and then we get the Giants, then we get the Titans. Okay, thanks.
Oh, they showed a little wrestling too there.
I didn't see
Mankind.
That. Did they really?
Go up to week 8.
Why Mankind? Why not me?
Well, no, they were slipping through when they take on Carolina. They were going through different characters.
They should have did was Ric Flair because he's...
Graph of 9. No, they didn't choose Mankind. Mankind was just one of the choices.
Really?
Correct.
I didn't see...
Hello?
What? With the correct.
Yes.
Like we're in a court of law.
No, that is... Yeah, like, you're like, correct, really? Sir. Yes, correct.
Next. Like,
yeah, it's right here.
Put the gavel down here, sir.
Yeah, let me show it to you.
I'm having a little bit of a
tray here. I think they have
a lot. They got all different wrestlers on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a Carolina's big wrestling thing down there. I broke someone's jaw there. Oh, yeah, I saw Mankind. Broke Sabu's jaw in Carolina, but I'm just saying. By the way, it's very creative, so people should go check that out.
Check that out. There you go.
Go on our Twitter account for our show account and check it out.
All right, let's get to a little BCS.
Oh, yeah.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
The good old days when we recorded that.
Yes. Oh, bench, cut, start, Taz and the Moose style. So we're going with 3 stars in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. Who's got the most pressure, right? Most pressure to win.
Yeah, I mean, I
Joel Embiid.
I'm not going to make a big deal.
Giannis.
You know my point. Yes, yes.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. All right.
Most pressure in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. Okay. I would bench Embiid. I would cut Irving. And I would start Giannis. Again, like you just laid out, Moose, this is for the most pressure. I feel I'm going to start Giannis that he has the most pressure. Because LeBron is out.
I'm the best player in the world.
There's a focus on a potential big young star, and the Greek Freak is that guy. He's everywhere, okay? He's getting pushed and promoted everywhere, and there's cameras all over him during these games. He's got the pressure on him, I feel, with his Bucks, even though they're playing a sneaky Piston team, and they got a 2-0 lead on them, and as far as the games go in the series right now. I get that part. That's not the pressure. The pressure is to just keep winning for him, meaning Giannis, because he has an opportunity now with LeBron being outski that he could be that rising star. I think there's pressure on all these guys. Obviously, that's why they're in this. But I cut Irving because Kyrie Irving because he's not an old man, but he's been around and with the Celtics. Like I don't know. I don't think there's as much pressure on him. I don't. So I'm just going to go Greek Freak. I say that's why I'm starting. So I'm benching Embiid, cutting Irving, and starting the Greek Freak.
All right. So my bench cuts are a little bit different. I'm going to bench the Greek Freak.
Wow.
And Giannis. Wow. And the reason why I'm going to bench him is because Taz, yes, they are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Yes. They were dominant in the regular season, and he has kind of cemented himself as one of the faces around the NBA, and he's got an unbelievable personality. But you know, this is like their kind of first year of taking their game and their organization to this level. So if they should falter or fall, do I think he's facing the most pressure? No, I don't think he's facing the most pressure. I'm going to cut Embiid. And the reason why I'm going to cut Embiid, Taz, is because – you know, he had an excuse coming into the postseason. We know the knee's not healthy, right?
Right.
We know he's played both games, and he's had an impact, and the 76ers bouncing back in a big-time way in game number 2. The big question with Embiid is, can he stay healthy? We know how good of a player and how different that 76er team is with him on the court and with him not on the court. But I don't think he faces the most pressure. I think the guy that faces the most pressure is Kyrie Irving. You know why I think he faces the most pressure, Taz? He went to Boston to get out of the shadow of LeBron because he wanted his own franchise.
Right.
That's why I went to the Celtics.
Yeah.
He's hitting free agency this July. There's rumors running around for the last year about what where Kyrie Irving is going to end up come July 1st. Right? Who knows? Danny Ainge said they're engaged, yet to get married. A lot of people have put him in New York with the Knicks and playing in Madison Square Garden. Who knows where Kyrie Irving does end up? But I will say this, Taz. He faces pressure because of this very fact of how good that Boston team was without him last year, how up and down they were this year during the course of the regular season. And he was brought there to be the man in Boston. And now he's got opportunity to be the man. Now, there's no LeBron in this postseason. There's no LeBron in the Eastern Conference. We've seen teams get on great runs. They've tried to figure things out. He's the superstar of that team, Taz. It's on him to get them to figure out. That's why I think Kyrie Irving kind of faces the most pressure of those three heading into this postseason.
Well, I think it's interesting. We both have two complete. This is if we focus on the starters that I got Giannis and you got Kyrie. I think we both gave pretty good cases for them.
Yeah,
I really do.
For sure.
Now we'll leave it up to Mikey B to make the decision. No. What's your bench cut?
As far as benching and cutting, I'll swap what Moose had. We'll bench Embiid and cut Giannis. As tough as it is to say, because Giannis probably is the favorite to be the MVP, I think his age still sets him up where he doesn't have quite as much pressure. And for Embiid and the Sixers,
I have to interrupt.
Why? Go for it.
How could that? I don't want to say how could you say that because it's, because people think I'm being rude as usual. But how could you say that? His inexperience is why it's tougher to deal with pressure when you have inexperience.
There's definitely a lot of pressure on him. I don't disagree with that. I think the expectations on the Sixers and the trades they made this season to add Jimmy Butler and to add Tobias Harris, there's a lot of pressure on the Sixers. And you got this big guy here who doesn't shut his mouth. Go out and win if I'm Joel Embiid.
Right.
And I'm starting Kyrie Irving to add on to the points what Moose said. He dictated that he wanted to get out of Cleveland because he wanted to be the man.
So if you
want to be the man, you got to win. He's the only one of the three that was manipulated his way to the situation. So if you're in Boston, you're the guy. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals the last 2 years. You're healthy now. Get the job done.
Okay. All right. And basketball non-savant, MLB hot taker himself. Yeah, Pete the Body.
Well, I am benching Kyrie because I feel like Kyrie's taking a step back a little bit for all the problems that have gone on in Boston. So I am putting Kyrie on the bench. I am cutting Giannis because I feel beg your pardon. I'm cutting Giannis because he has more opportunities coming up. I don't think this is a pressurized situation for him to win. And then I'm starting Embiid because he is the poster child of the process. And I think if he doesn't succeed, the process is succeeding.
I'm starting
Joel Embiid.
Sorry, I corrected you on the mispronounce. Because I don't like when people mispronounce names. So
I'll be better.
Of course,
next time.
You don't.
That's not
right. You're right.
I don't think that's right.
Right.
Do
raise
that.
My
you're
standards.
A stickler for that, as we all know.
So. I'm on top.
Fanu.
Fanu. Right.
Hello,
Tony Fanu. Call for Jones.
Got it. Yes, that's exactly right. But I want to hear from you. Fanu. Where were you going to BCS? What's your bench cut start? Embiid, Kyrie Irving, and Giannis. Bench, cut, start. You heard arguments for really all three in terms of who's facing the most pressure. Embiid, poster child for the process. You look at Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, going to be the MVP of the league. And you look at Kyrie Irving, he forcing his way out of Cleveland, wanted his only team. He's got Boston, going to be a free agent this July. Who do you think faces the most pressure? Bench, cut, start. Irving, Embiid, Giannis. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It's Taz and the Moose on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right.
Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. About 35 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Jared Greenberg, SiriusXM NBA radio host, NBA TV, run around the association as the NBA playoffs are well underway.
Man, I went and grabbed coffee here at the building here. I usually bring my own coffee. Because I ran out today. I just drank a lot of coffee, a lot of water. You know, I have a throat issue and a chest issue, as you know.
Yes.
And, man, I must have grabbed a nice, full-bodied pod. Usually they're weak, the ones they have, all the coffees. They have a new span here or what?
You talking about Boomer's office?
No. I wasn't in Boomer. I went to the regular.
You went to the regular one?
Yeah. What do you call it? Cafeteria or whatever.
Yeah, they have some stronger ones out there.
It's good. Usually the coffee
you go
here sucks.
The Sumatra blend?
I went Sumatra City, yeah.
Yeah, that's a strong coffee.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Really, it's nice. Yeah, maybe we should hit the phone line. Get a little bench cut start. We're going to go out to Queens. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We'll do a little bench cut start here.
Quick transition.
What we got here? We got
Nando.
Nando, what's up? You're on Taz and Moose. What are you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning, Doug. Well, good moment, fellas. How's everything?
Good morning, Nando.
Thanks for posting a picture of your billy club and all your other weapons as an NYPD officer. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. I'm just, I'm one of those senior officers now, 15 years on the job, and still carry my nightstick when I need it. You know what I'm saying?
That's congratulations. Saying. They changed it up a little bit, the nightstick. It used to just be a slab of wood, but like the round things on it. Right, Nando?
Excuse me. You know what it is? I'm driving on the belt, so I'm getting cut off, but I'm sorry. I just, what was that, Taz?
It wasn't important. Don't worry.
Let's not do an investigative interview on the Billy Club here. Let's get to the point, Nando. I mean.
No problem, man.
Let's go, Nando.
I just was wondering. Okay, you got a bench cut start for us, bro?
He almost died in an accident. Taz, like, when did they change the look of the Billy Club? Is that 92?
Who designs the Billy Club?
Yeah. Exactly. Nando, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, how you? Well, I would. I'm basically following the Moose. I would start Kyrie because all the pressure leaving Cleveland because he wanted to be on his own. But also that because Boston went by him after he got hurt, Boston went on further. I think he wants to prove himself again. I will bench Joel Embiid, and I will cut the Greek Freak because I think this is the first time he's on the spotlight, so I would give him a pass on that. But I definitely want to start Kyrie.
But don't you think there is more pressure on Giannis because it's his first real time in the big time pressure?
But you know what, honestly, Taz, and I understand what you're saying, but Milwaukee's not a big town. I know they won a championship back in the 70s, but still, this is the first time the Greek Freak has been on the national spotlight now that LeBron's gone.
I will give him
a pass on that. But more pressure, I think, is Kyrie because Boston has done it without him to the conference finals. I think he needs to prove himself again that he could take the team.
That's a good point. All right, well, that's cool.
That's fair.
Appreciate
I mean,
that,
Nando, safe driving on the belt.
Yes,
all right?
Sir, good talk.
We appreciate it. And thanks
Nando
a lot for the
sold
call.
Me on the Kyrie thing. You and Mike and the other guy, Pete, didn't.
Stop.
So anyway, I was saying about the coffee. So, yeah. So
no,
so
we don't have to go back to the coffee. We're good.
Transition was a little rough. It was
like almost like a deer in the headlights.
A little.
Or like a moth to flames. That's what I would say. It was almost like a moth is flying around in the dark, and then you put a light on it and just right to the light.
Yeah, you know.
It was like right to the light. I'm like, okay.
No, it is, bro. Like, I used to, like, when I was doing my wrestling show every day, that's kind of how I did the show, where it would just be anything could happen at any time, complete shots.
No, I know,
city.
But now that you have a co-host, so it's
a little bit different.
It's a little bit of a different transition.
I know, that's
the only. There is a significant difference in the two.
It's a huge difference. Trust me, I'm still trying to adjust. It's been 2 years.
I get it.
I used to just be my opinion and nothing else mattered.
Right.
I miss those times.
Right. There was no squabbling, no fight, none of that. Right.
Yeah, let me check with Moose.
Mark Malusis.
You look at the pressure here of these NBA playoffs on all these guys. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to shine. Everyone wants to try and make more money. So it's intriguing. We'll see exactly in a wide open Eastern Conference where it goes. I mean, I think right now, if you're going to look at it, now they're playing the weakest opponent. But the Bucks have been the most impressive. Now Detroit's not particularly good.
Yeah, Detroit's weak.
And it's a 1-8 matchup. So you would expect Indiana as a 5 to give Boston a test as a 4. a lot of people thought the Brooklyn Nets were going to give you know, the Philadelphia 76ers a run. And that series is tied up a game apiece going back
and
to
Nets Brooklyn.
Nets
come in as a six, too.
Right. I mean, the Orlando Magic and the Orlando Magic played well down the stretch, and they're a defensively good team. So you would think that you know, Clifford's team would be able to challenge the Toronto Raptors, especially playing on the pressure the Toronto Raptors. Now, if you want to tell me, we went through individual players. If you want to tell me an organization that's faced the most pressure, I mean, it's the Toronto Raptors in the East.
Yeah.
I mean, the Raptors went all in on Kawhi Leonard. They traded DeMar DeRozan to San Antonio. They know they're all in on this season, Taz. They're all in on this year, right? I mean, listen, Kawhi's not facing pressure. He's already an NBA Finals MVP. But as an organization, the Raptors made that move for this. They didn't make the move to sell jerseys. They didn't make the move for a regular season. They didn't make the move to find... They made that move to bring Kawhi Leonard aboard for this opportunity right now. What's upon us? The NBA playoffs. To make it to the NBA Finals. To represent the Eastern Conference. To have playoff successes. As we discussed, you know, as we chatted about yesterday with Leo Rounds, he said, well, you know, they did get eliminated by LeBron James and the Cavaliers. Yeah, but they also... at times look very, very bad in the postseason and look tight as a drum. I think the Toronto Raptors as a team face the most pressure.
I would lean towards agreeing with that. The only one that maybe is a close second to have most pressure on them as a full team, as an organization, as you said, besides the Raptors, what would you say? I would say Houston. You agree?
You know, out west,
you were just going to the east. I thought you were going to,
I'm thinking about out west.
Out west, I would, because the Golden State's been there, done it. They won two championships.
You know, let me ask you this, Taz: you think Houston faces the most pressure? Because doesn't everyone really think that Golden State's going to win nonetheless?
I do, and that's why I think if it ends up coming in the next round here, Houston versus Golden State. You know, I mean, Houston's got a 2-0 lead, 2-game lead on the Jazz, and Golden State's tied up with the Clippers, but. Yeah, I do.
Well,
I
you
do
get
think
concerned.
Most people think that the Golden State Warriors are going to win the whole thing.
Well, you get concerned here with Houston is, and that's a fair point where, you know, kind of flushing out a little bit, Chris Paul's another year older. Can Paul stay healthy?
Right.
James Harden, they've had a great, you know, year and a half, 2-year run here under Mike D'Antoni. How long can that last? They're not dotted with one superstar after another throughout that team.
That's right.
They've got one big-time one who's could be the MVP of the league in James Harden. Chris Paul's not nearly the player that he once was. He's still really good, but he's not in the prime of his career.
No, I know.
He's not the player that he was 5-6 years ago. So, yeah, I can understand the Rockets because you're going to say, all right, if there's ever a time to knock off Golden State, it's now, right? They seem like they don't care for one another, right? The Kevin Durant scenario in free agency in July seems to have changed the way that lovey-dovey feel you had about Golden State a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, now you throw Cousins out of it. Some might argue that actually helps. But, Taz, you might say that the Golden State Warriors are ripe for the picking, and the Houston Rockets got to this point to give them the best chance to try and beat Golden State.
What do you think of this? Most exciting team out of the West? I would say it's Portland. They're sitting 2-0 over the Thunder right now, 2-0 game lead over the Thunder. They're a young, exciting team. That's just straight up balling. Yeah, what do you think? Most exciting.
I think
team
it's because I think the fan base is starving for postseason success.
They're fun to watch, right? Man.
Well,
I like watching.
Well, I mean, and to our friends out in Portland, and our show is carried out there, and we thank our affiliate.
I love Portland.
I mean, they are. It's a great basketball town.
Yes,
they love their Blazers. They show up. They're loud. They're into it. And they've got a dynamic young backcourt. Damian Lillard, if he was in a major metropolis, major city, would be probably five times the star that he is right now. He kind of gets forgotten about because he's in Portland, which is fine for him. And Blazer fans aren't going to complain about it, Taz, but he's a really special player, as is C.J. McCollum. That backcourt's fantastic.
Yeah. No, they're great. They're great players. I mean,
and they go for 62 a game, combination, the Portland Trailblazers are going to do some damage.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
They're fun, man. They're fun to watch.
The Three comes your way next. We got 2 hours down, one big hour left to play with. It's Taz and Moose with you on a Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.